Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, Inland Vineyard Church. My name is Kira, and I've so enjoyed standing in as host for Travis while he and Angie rejuvenate and rest. Today will be our last day together. On Saturday, I hope you'll rise early and spend some time with the Lord in His Word, in prayer, in simple meditation on His goodness. And on Sunday, I hope you'll join us at inlandvineyard.org, where you can watch the service live at 9:15 and at 11:15. But today, we'll take a little more time with this topic of the wilderness of waiting. This morning, we're in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50, starting at verse 10. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of His servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on His God. Behold, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with firebrands, walk in the light of your fire and among the brands you have set ablaze. This you will have from my hand. You will lie down in torment. Isaiah was a prophet, so the words he spoke were inspired by the Lord God. And when he spoke as with the mouth of God. And he comes to God's people and says, who among you are those who fear the Lord? The fear of the Lord has been, from the beginning of time, an indicator of being one of God's own. When we fear the Lord, we seek first and foremost to do the things that please Him and bring Him pleasure. And thereby we actually do what's best for ourselves, because we understand that He made us and He loves us and His intent is good for us. And because He crafted us, He knows what's best. So whenever in Scripture you read of someone who fears the Lord, that is exactly like saying, this is a person who knows and walks with God. And so Isaiah calls out these people whom he knows walk with God and says that they are the ones who walk in darkness and have no light. That seems exactly opposite of how I always understood the Scriptures. There's so many indicators that God is a God of light, and those who follow Him walk in that light. And yet here Isaiah says exactly the opposite, that those who fear the Lord walk in darkness and have no light. And then he contrasts it with those who kindle a fire and encircle themselves with firebrands. These are people who walk in the light of their own fire. And he says of these people that this is what they will have from the hand of God. They will lie down in torment. This is a difficult passage to swallow, and one that I've meditated on as we talk about this wilderness of waiting and the darkness that is so often part and parcel with waiting on God in the wilderness. And as I've meditated on this scripture, what comes to the fore to me is that sometimes to obey God, to fear Him, and to walk in His ways is to go through deep, dark valleys of the shadow of death. And that if I refuse to go into those dark places and instead I insist on lighting my own fires to keep me warm, to make me feel comforted and unafraid, I create a torment for myself. I refuse the situation by which, though I may die, it will be a death that's a seed that brings me into life. And when I refuse to go there, I bring great torment to myself and to others because I continue to live in the light of my own fires, a paltry light that does not bring eternal life, but actually leads to a lasting death. This morning, take a minute to think about the ways that you might be lighting your own fires in this dark season. Maybe there are particular things that are little mini fire brands for you that make you feel safe or warm, and yet they're not the kind of light or warmth that the Lord has for you in this season. As you consider those, hold them out before the Lord and consent to this dark season. We have this great comfort. It's spoken of in the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 12. The Lord has said that He would dwell in the thick cloud. A thick cloud is a place of great darkness. And yet we know that in the Old Testament, that was a way that God came in physical form to protect and to lead the Israelites to the promised land. A thick, dark cloud. We don't often think of God in that way, but God also dwells in the darkness. David says to the Lord in Psalm 139, starting in chapter 11, "If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you." It's wild because these are the verses that come right before the passage we hear all the time about being knit together in the dark places of the womb. I hope it's an encouragement to you this morning that it is in exactly in those dark places that God is doing a fearful and wonderful work of life in you. The darkness will not overwhelm you. This morning, take comfort in that. Even in the darkness, it's as light to Him, and He stands before and behind and around and within you, guiding you through this dark season of waiting. It's been a joy to be with you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.